Welcome to Buddy Speak.
Welcome to Buddy Speak. On this on this final episode, that's a great way to start. On this final episode of Buddy Speak, it's 1:15 in the morning. You gotta understand that. We're recording this really late.
Yeah.
We just took a sleep aid. A melatonin aid.
That sounds like you're saying.
It literally says
aid, like Gatorade. Melatonin aid.
It's a pill that you take before you go to sleep to help you, like, sleep naturally. But it says literally take 30 minutes before bedtime. We have 30 minutes. This might get a little crazy, but let me explain something, because this is the last episode of this season. Editing these things is hard for me. All Chan does is show up. Just going to tell you that.
Yep.
All you do is show up. But guess what? I like this podcast, and this podcast is going to be awesome. So, dang it. What? You ran out of milk?
Ran out of milk to compliment my monster.
It's okay. Now they know we just filmed the, whatever.
No, it's something we do every episode.
Yeah, you're right. Okay.
Right.
Every time, because we film these not one after another. We didn't just talk about...
Morty.
anyway, that was good. Here's how it's going to work. I have to explain this to you, Channon, so I'm going to explain it to you, the listener.
Yes.
Okay, you're the listener.
I'm the listener.
In summer, we need to make a date right now.
Okay.
In summer, I'm going to say...
May 26th.
That is not a date.
That is a date.
We need to do it on a Friday because we're still going to do these things on
May
Friday.
May 26th is a Friday.
Really? May 26th? Isn't that your birthday or something? No. May 5th is your birthday, right?
May 15th.
Okay, I was close. Okay, we will be returning on this date.
Is May 26th a Friday?
We will be returning... I don't want to turn on... No, it's May 27th.
Dang it! I was really close.
We will be returning on May 20th, 2016, for the summer circuit of Buddy Speak.
Yeah!
Season 2. And this season is going to go from May until... December.
May.
May until the end of... No, Chandler, what? You just repeated May.
No.
Are you already getting weird?
No, no, I was saying May until May.
No. Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Like, I thought you were just repeating.
Like
you were just,
year round.
I thought you were just kind of like... Maybe getting a little slow because you're
May. No,
December. Okay, so
when is December?
We're going from the end of May to the beginning of the end of December.
Okay.
So we're gonna end on like that Friday, the last Friday in December. So that would be season 2. It's gonna be way more episodes. We're gonna have a plan. Actually, you know, we're gonna be talking about some things. I'm not gonna spoil anything.
Y'all have to email us. Give us some ideas.
Okay, yeah. We're going to get this out of the way.
You're making me angry.
Okay. You're making Channon angry, so...
I'm a futile beast.
What did I just say? I don't know, because you're on that sleep aid.
I'm just embarrassing myself.
No, that's good. You're good. Please embarrass yourself constantly on my on our show.
Gosh. Be fed information from your questions.
No, okay, so...
Through your email.
You can email us at...
Email me.
Where can you email us at, Channon?
Hey, buddy. No, that's not it.
No, that's not our...
That's our first attempt.
No, that's next season. We'll talk about that next season.
Ask Buddy Speak at gmail.com.
ASKBUDDYSPEAK at gmail.com. If you're worried about...
If you don't know how to spell Gmail, it's GMAIL.
You almost spelled that wrong.
GMAILI
dot... Did you say CLAM? Dot clam?
No, I said dot COM. I think. I hope it
didn't. I think.
I didn't say. I hope it didn't say clam. Dot clam. Everyone's going to start emailing.
Ask Buddy Speak at gmail.clam. .com. If you know us, which you probably do, because we only have like 3 listeners. If you know us, still email us. Yeah. If I get, like, literally one high, like, hey, don't even... It's fine. Make it, like... I will not mention you. Just mention that I don't want to be... My name doesn't want like, to be in Buddy Speak, and we won't do it.
It'll make me feel really good. If we had some questions... like, please, relieve me of my pleasures. What? I need them.
Relieve you of your pleasures? You really relieve me of my displeasures? Relieve me.
Give me some pleasures of...
No, Ken.
I don't know.
That's a little fun. Okay. Oh, gosh. We just kind of like jumped into this Buddy Speak. Like, wow, we're just fresh out of the... What are you doing?
Sorry.
What were you doing?
Nothing.
What were you doing?
I was checking our email.
No, you weren't.
No, I know I wasn't.
You don't even know our email password.
I don't.
I check it. Oh.
I'm not even subscribed to our own email. Wow, I just admitted that.
It's okay. Okay, so this, yeah, we'll get to goodbyes at the end. But the thing is, we're going to have like a new, instead of that old, just us like staring at the camera, we took pictures of like...
We have new pictures.
We're going to update the picture, so...
And they're rad.
Yeah, man, they're rad.
Rad, like rad scorpions slithering through the glowing sea.
It's real nice. What are you doing? Huh? Hey, what are you doing? Hey, what are you doing?
Texting my mom.
What are you texting her?
She was asking where I was. She cares where I live. Where I'm living.
Oh, dude, there's this thing in the back of my throat that's killing me. I think it's like, I said this last episode, it's like a little limp, like a lemon seed.
Yeah, you call it phlegm.
Yeah, it's phlegm.
Every time I hear the word phlegm, I think of like a milk product.
What?
Hey, I'm selling my phlegm.
No, that's disgusting.
It sounds like milk.
No, it doesn't. Milk and phlegm.
No, it sounds like a milk product. It sounds like something Borden okay, well, would
you
sell.
You said it sounds like milk. You said that.
No. Sounds like a milk product.
Okay.
Sounds like something that would be made from milk. Okay. And Borden would definitely sell it.
Who?
Borden.
Who's Borden?
Milk people.
Okay.
A milk company.
Would you shoot a cow in the head?
If it was for my health, yeah.
Okay. I think we have to, next season we should start...
I'd have to start at the ear hole, so
don't get into details.
Have a good trajectory through the hippocampus of the brain.
What are you talking about?
What are you saying?
What were you saying?
You're about to say something.
No, I'm trying to figure. I'm still on what you were saying. What were you saying?
I was showing you how to kill a cow.
you were showing me.
I was giving you a visual. Pleasurement of...
What is you with you and pleasure this
I
episode?
I don't know with my...
Anyway, the reason why we can't do more Buddy Speaks, this...
It's Ryan's fault. He's leaving.
Yeah, it's my fault.
I'm kidding.
Anyway, yeah. So, we're both in college, right? We need to focus on college things. We need to be our studious selves. So what we're going to do is we're going to take this little like 4-5 month break. Get back to you in May. May 20th. That's our official date. We made it here. I hope I'm back by then. Oh, man, I really hope so. So
I hope I don't die.
It's going to be... What?
That'd take a huge impact to our industry.
Why are you saying things like this?
I would. Think about it.
Yeah.
Our sales would go really down.
We'd have to change our name to Buddy Spoke.
Buddy Spoke one season. Or we promise them returning to May 20th. Our return would be my funeral.
That's horrible.
Hey, here we remember.
Here's an audio of Channon's funeral. Take a look. Your family is crying.
Your whole family and your whole friends are crying.
Your whole friends,
my whole friends.
Not just your half ones. Your whole friends.
Only the half ones. And the 2% ones.
That's a real... You just take things in a dark turn. Like, I'm just like, buddy speak returning. What if I died?
I'm sorry.
I kind of almost died. Really?
Yeah, dude.
That was kind of scary.
That's not good.
But he spoke.
You shouldn't do that again.
I'll try.
It's real unhealthy.
I'll try not
to. For your health, it's not good for your...
Yeah,
for your,
I'll try not to accidentally get into a wreck.
For your physical body.
Yeah, it wasn't... It didn't feel healthy. My father's up here. I'm sensing my father's spirit.
There's deep spirit.
We just took some metalations.
You already know that.
You took two, I took one.
Ooh, because I got double impact.
Because you're bigger than me. You could pummel me in a second.
In a what? In a second?
Yes.
Oh, a second.
I remember when you would be in middle school and you get so angry at people.
I would?
And you'd be like, yeah, at people. And you'd be like, man, if I could just beat them up, you know what I would do? I would grab their legs and I would shove their head into the ground and I would just like push on their head. Oh, shoot. We'll go to bed soon. We got 20 more minutes. Anyway, that was my mommy. She said to go to bed. That was embarrassing.
Bed is for losers.
Bed is for losers, Mom. Anyway, what was I saying?
Nothing. No, we're record.
What?
Huh?
What?
Go.
This is our last episode of Buddy Speak, man.
No, it's not.
For the season.
Okay.
Season one. You know what? You know what, man? Let's talk about Buddy Speak. Let's talk about our podcast that we made.
No, it's stupid. Keep going.
No.
Keep going.
Okay, what was I saying?
Oh, no.
You literally shot down my idea in 1 minute. Or 1 second. Yeah. No, that's stupid. Keep going. We'll talk about it later.
If we talk about our podcast, we would talk about the things we were talking about.
Which is funny. We talked about...
It'd be a podception.
Yeah, literally, a podcast talking about a podcast.
It's like breaking the...
And then we could do another podcast talking about this podcast, and then be a podcast and a podcast and a podcast. You feel me, Fila?
We get kicked off of iTunes really quick.
They don't... iTunes, the thing is, they're like... this is really, honestly, really easy, so... Anyway, what was I saying about... I forgot what I was saying.
All right, so we talked about the cow shooting. We talked about pills.
The final episode. Okay, here's what I was saying. We have tried, this is a good thing, we have tried so many times in the past, we'll just talk about this now, to make stuff. We tried to make a movie one time. A legitimate 1 hour and 20 minute movie with our friend Casey.
We have the stuff for it.
We have everything for it still.
We just haven't... What? Just post it!
Okay, the problem with you right now is you're saying the word we a lot. We haven't posted it. We haven't edited it.
No, I just said you need to post it.
You said we! You said we!
I don't understand. Do you just want me to put my finger on the clicker when we click it to post it?
It is very complicated to put these things in order from the time it is so, you just...
That's not my job!
I'm going to kill you. I'm literally going to kill you. It is so hard.
We're going to post it anyway. Facebook?
I was going to post it on YouTube, and then I was going to put the YouTube link on Facebook. One day that might happen.
God.
I'll show it at your funeral.
There'll be 13 views.
I'll have a good laugh.
There'll be 13 views and 4 dislikes.
And 1 upvote by my mom. And me. Whoa, that was our first argument. Wow.
We've had more arguments, like our tree argument.
I still stand by my,
No, you don't. I proved you.
That's an opinion.
Okay.
That's all you're going to say?
I guess so.
I guess so. That's my opinion. Okay.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. A tree is definitely... On Buddy Speak, we have answered a lot of questions. A tree is definitely a plant.
A tree is a plant?
A horse will definitely yell if you shoot at it.
At the neck.
Specifically the neck. They'll make definitely weird noises. You know what the cool part about...
Your mom wants us to go to bed.
Well, we're going to go to bed soon. In 15 minutes.
No, that's a question we've answered.
Oh, yeah. We're not... Yeah, we've answered that. We're not going to go to bed anytime soon or 15 minutes. We're getting real tired. Oh, gosh. It's starting to hit me. Oh, we got it.
It's not hitting me.
Yeah, because you're big.
But I took two.
Yeah, well... Shut up. Yeah, huh? What? Z's.
Morty.
Whoa.
Oh, dude. That was an impediment.
Morty.
Dude,
I didn't have
that will suffice.
You wanted to use that?
I know. I really wanted to use that word.
Okay, so episode one. I'm going to quiz you.
Quiz me.
Because you're probably not going to get any of these right. What episode one, what did we talk about? Episode two, what did we talk about?
Arkansas.
No, that's episode four. Episode three, what did we talk about?
Don't.
Five, four, three.
We talk about girls. Two.
Nope, that's episode
five. Not that.
Nope, that's the worst laugh. You're kidding. You know what? I'm not gonna. Nope.
We talk about the. Talk about the horse noise.
No, that was episode.
That was like seven.
Episode one, we talked about death. That was last week.
Oh, you know what? That's not fair because. We don't even stay on a topic.
That's true. That's what I was
That's
about to
fair.
Say. That's not fair. That was literally what I was about to say. I feel like in the summer, we're gonna have a lot more time. That's where I'm going to do all these episodes. We're going to make sure we have all of them lined up before we go to school and just release them every week.
That'll be good.
And we're probably going to stick to one little theme at the beginning, you know? Like, you know.
That won't happen.
What do you mean?
Yeah, let's talk about potato chips, then we get the pizza, and then it's somewhere else.
One, I would never choose a topic. Potato chips.
I don't know.
Here's what I would say about potato chips. Lay's is really good. That off-brand stuff, some of it tastes like crack.
No. You know what? We should do that. We should just name a word, and like that's our topic.
Dude, I have an
idea.
And
just start like that.
Put random words in a hat. Draw three of those words out.
No, just one.
No, three of them.
Okay, three.
Yep, we're drawing three. We write random things on cards, random nouns. It's like Mad Libs, but with podcasts.
Pod Libs.
Yeah, man. Thanks, Pod Steve. Libs.
Pod Libs.
That was real good.
We're gonna make an app. There's an app for that. There's an app for your Pod Lib problems.
There's so many things that are being said right now. Oh, dude, I'm getting real tired. All right, we're still going strong. It's the last episode. Last episode of Buddy Speak. Chad is drinking Monster. And sticking his tongue in the Monster.
Continue?
I forgot what I was going to say.
So we start off with potato chips. Then we talked about... And then we'll talk about pizza like we did. And then we'll talk about that one time that we went to Pizza Hut and went in the Subway because they didn't have anywhere to sit in Pizza Hut. And then the Subway people got mad at us, so we had to leave.
Oh, dude, that was a horrible day.
That was a good day. It was real icy.
Horrible because I walked from my house all the way to, where was it?
Pizza Hut.
Pizza. No, we didn't go to Pizza Hut. We tried to get donuts.
That was true.
We tried to get donuts.
But and we got it, Pizza Hut
was it like,
and then went
was
to
it
Subway.
Probably a mile away, you think? Or like less than a mile? It was probably less than a mile.
That was like probably half a mile.
Really? You think a half a mile? I think a three-fourths of a mile. Maybe getting close to a mile, like... 5/6 of a mile. And it was literally...
It was 6 miles.
It was literally like 28 degrees outside. And my ears were like hurting. Like, I was so cold my ears were hurting. Because I did like... I only had like a hood over it. And I was like... And you guys were like, come on, man. Have fun. It's cold. And I'm like, I'm a human. I'm not used to cold. So, yeah, I can't
wait. What if you made an app for that?
What?
for cold ears.
You probably could. That's actually not a bad idea. You put your earphones in. Well, earphones don't warm. Or, like, make warming earphones. There's an idea.
Yeah, it's called earmuffs. With noise in them.
Yes. No, wait, no. You get, like, literally warming earphones.
No. I'm right about this.
Shut up. Don't.
No. I mean, like, an app. You, like, turn on and, like, heats up your phone. And you're, like, warm ears.
That's just turning on your phone. Your phone gets warm because of all the plasma in it.
Plasma?
You got any poop stories you want to tell?
I don't have any poop stories.
You've never crapped yourself.
When I was a kid.
Name a story. Do you remember anything?
Alright, so one time I was born and I pooped myself.
Shut up.
So.
That happens to everybody.
Will that do?
No, it won't do.
Alright.
Your sarcasm is really not good right now.
I remember when I was little, sometimes I would poop my pants. Sometimes. Like my underwear. And, like, my parents, like, made me take the poopy underwear and, like, clean it off, like, in the toilet.
What?
Like, I didn't take my underwear off, right? And, like, there's, like, poop in it. And so I'd, like, have to, like, go in the toilet and, like, I'm not touching the poop, alright? But I'm, like, on the outside of it. And so I'm, like, having, like, scrub it against, like, the toilet. Like down in the water.
Ew.
Yeah, I'd have to clean that off because they wouldn't do it.
Because
I was 9, so. I wouldn't do that.
No. Listen to me. This is going to be really embarrassing for me. I'm about to tell an insanely embarrassing story.
You pooped yourself twice recently.
No. I know. That's not the embarrassing thing. I would do this. Literally, I think when I was... You didn't know me when I did this. It was literally in like third grade and fourth grade. When I'd be at home in third grade, how old am I? I'm like...
You're 18.
No. No.
Oh.
In third grade. No, I wasn't. Sorry. How old was I?
There you go. You go, hold on. How old am I? Okay, you're 18. That's crazy. I win Trivial Pursuit.
Shut up. Well, that's really easy. I can answer that one. There's a question that I can answer. Anyway, this is really embarrassing. I'm really tired, so I'm going to say it anyway, and I have no regrets. And you'll probably judge me for this.
No regrets.
Right. But when I was in third and fourth grade, when I'd get home, I would poop myself often and never tell my parents. I cannot give you a specific number of how many times I pooped myself because it was so many times. Here's what I would do. I would poop a little bit. Why are you shaking your head?
Continue.
You're judging me, aren't you?
No.
Not yet, anyway.
Huh?
No. Huh? What? No. Anyway,
I'm just listening.
I would, like, turtle head out of, like, the poop would come out of my butt a little bit, and then I'd, like, close it. I'd close my butt. And the poop would, it'd be like, oh, God, why am I saying this? It'd be like a game. I do this at school, too. The point was for the poop to land on my underwear and not roll down my leg and out of my pants. So I would keep the poop, like, it would land in my underwear, and I would have to, like, balance it there. And I would go to the bathroom, and I would, like, get toilet paper, similar to, like, when you pick up dog poop. I would, like, toilet paper it up. I would take the poop out of my underwear.
Why would you decide to poop your pants instead of going to a toilet like normal people when you were 10 and 11 years old?
I love the way you say things.
It doesn't make sense to me. Why would you drop a load in your cotton... What happens when you sit down?
No, I didn't sit down. I made sure I go to the bathroom first.
Now it's all running up your back and like no, gets no. real smelly.
No, I didn't sit down. Listen, I'd poop a little bit. I'd take, and I'd make sure it was a solid poop, not like wet poop, because I couldn't really clean it.
Oh, dude.
That'd be gross.
I totally remember.
I'm not that crazy.
I totally remember a pooping story.
Okay, after mine. So I would go to the bathroom, and this is what caused me to stop. I'm going to tell this after. I would take toilet paper and, like, put it in my underwear, like, on the spot that the poop was, so it wouldn't, like, get up on my butt and start smelling. One time, the toilet paper fell out of, like, of my underwear and down my leg, and everybody in my class saw it.
They saw your poop?
Yeah.
What is that? What did your teacher do? Is it like radiation zone? Like after that?
No, they were like, here's what they did. They were like, huh? They were confused.
Why did I hear a plop?
It was like no, it wasn't the underwear. It was just the toilet paper that.
Oh.
No, the toilet paper came out, but there was poop on the toilet paper. Because it, like, rubbed up against my underwear where the poop was. So, like, I quickly grabbed it, and I never did it again.
You never pooped your pants again?
No. On purpose. Anyway. Anyway.
I just sit and shit.
Do you got a pooping story?
So, yeah, like, totally. I was in, like, second grade. This is terrible. It's like the beginning of second grade. And so, like, I'm a youngin, so I'm having to think.
Am I literally going to kill myself laughing on this?
I don't know. Probably not. So I think I was 7. Yeah.
The sad thing about my story is I was like 10.
That's embarrassing.
I did it because I don't know why I did it. Hi, my name is Ryan Derrick, and I am addicted to pooping my pants.
I'm addicted to pooping my pants. My strange addiction. Yeah.
Anyway.
So I was in second grade, and like... I think I totally, like, pooped my pants, like because, like, the teacher wouldn't let me go to the bathroom. So I was like, all right, I'll just crap my pants. You're going to have to deal with it. No, I didn't say that. I'd probably get a red card for that.
Oh, dude.
So, our disciplinary, like
we'll
thing
talk, okay, look, yeah, look, okay. We'll talk about that next season.
Okay. So,
We're good.
All right.
We're close.
So.
Tell your story. Long story. Is it a long story?
No, not really. So, like, I put my pants and we all got in line to, like, for like, her to check and whatever. And so, like, but, like, I could totally smell it. I was like...
Wait, you pooped yourself?
That's what I was talking about.
Oh, you just pooped yourself in your seat?
Huh?
Wait, you pooped yourself...
I pooped myself in my seat, okay?
Why did you poop yourself in your seat?
She wouldn't let me in the bathroom.
It smears.
No, so listen.
She learned.
So listen. Like, why? We're doing spelling. Wait. We're in our spelling books, okay?
I have so many questions.
So we're in our spelling book. And so, like.
You know what?
Our spelling book. And
we're in our spelling book. More like a smelling book.
Good one.
That's funny.
You just ruined this whole episode.
With that joke?
Yes, it was terrible.
Okay, go. You're being so mean.
All right, so we had
you just ruined this whole show. No one's gonna listen.
So
we're just getting popular, and you ruined it.
We're bumping up the viewers.
We're getting 5 viewers, and now
the moment you said that, they clicked exit.
They clicked pause, upswipe on their iPhones,
on their iPad. But no, so. We got up, like, because we're supposed to get in line, and, like, she'd, like, check it or whatever. And so, like, we got up and got in line, and the teacher was, like I could smell it. It was potent. Like
what were you, did you, like, put your hands behind your back and, like, sway, like, it wasn't me? Were you, like,
this no, isn't no, no, no. So, like, we're in line, but, like, I just hear her mumble, like and I was, like, the fourth one back. So that's how you know, like, everyone's smelling this honker. Like, it's pretty bad.
Were people saying things, and were you crying? Did you cry?
No. Because no one knew it was me. That's why it's funny. No one knew it was me. Well, I knew it was a smelly one. And so, but like, the teacher was like, oh, someone stinks. Like, she said something like that.
I knew it was me. Okay, listen. This is what I did. This is what I did. The fourth person in line, there's this innocent girl behind me.
Oh, my God.
And I step in line, I go, it must be her.
Wait.
And she was like, no. No, she got really scared. She was like, no, no. And everyone started laughing at
her. Who was it? Do I know this person?
No, no. Oh, everyone started laughing at her. She cried, and her parents came and picked her up from school. As I said,
with poop still in your pants.
With poop in my
pants. But how did they not know that? That.
I don't know. My teacher probably knew. It's that kid. He smells really bad.
He's lying and he embarrassed himself. Yeah,
it's resonating throughout the room. We're going to have to evacuate.
No, we're going to have to get rid of that odor.
That potent odor.
No, but like, why didn't they let you go to the bathroom? That's ridiculous. You know kids are going to pee and poop.
I don't know. I was in second grade. She probably did let me go.
I never peed myself. I never peed myself.
I pee myself all the time when I went to bed. I didn't mean to. I just wake up. I was like, ah, crap. There's just piss all over me. Nice and sticky. It smells like sweet water. That's what it smells like. It's nasty. You feel like you're in a pool of piss. It makes me angry.
God. I can't breathe.
It's really potent. Like I used to have stains all over my mattresses.
Oh, Chan.
And like it was really bad. Like I'd wake up, I'd just be like, oh my God.
Wait,
like,
why would that?
I hate my body. Like I get angry at my own body. I was like, are you kidding me? And so my parents would be like they'd be like sympathetic, but you know in the back of their mind, like I hate my child.
Oh, no. That's not what they think.
I hope not, but like when you piss the when you piss the bed.
I sure hope not.
Yeah, but when you pee the bed, man, I bet that's like second to none, the
like,
worst thing ever.
It's more like, oh man, I hope he doesn't grow. I hope he grows out of this.
Oh man, I hope he grows out of this and like not pee the bed.
I used to sleep in my parents' bed all the time. Did you ever pee in your parents' bed?
Oh, dude.
Did you?
I hope not. Like, I really hope I didn't. Because, like, I would sometimes sleep in my parents' bed, but I wouldn't sleep, like, with them. Like, they'd be sleeping like this.
And no, like, one knows what you're doing.
I know. Yeah, so they'd be sleeping, like, parallel.
Thank
to each other.
You. Use
and
your words.
I would sleep, like, at the end of the bed. Like, at their feet. Because, like, there's this little crevice because they had, like, a bed thing. You know what, like, normal beds have? Like, so, like, one of those things.
Headboard?
Yes. But a footboard.
Okay, I got it.
All right, so I'd be sleeping at the footboard. There's a little crease that you can just tuck your little body in and you just sleep.
Oh,
like,
yeah, okay.
Oh, dude, it's real nice.
Yeah,
nice,
I know what you're talking about.
And then you wake up to your parents saying, hi, sweetie. And you're like, aw. So
you're like,
it's really nice.
And you're like, aw.
You're like, aw.
Good morning, aw.
Good morning, aw. What are you doing?
Your circulation is being cut off.
Aw.
Honey, you're in the hospital. We're cutting off your limbs.
Honey, you're in the hospital. We're taking you off hospice.
This show is definitely PG-13.
Yeah, well. This show's gotten a little bit more potent over the last few
episodes. I don't know if you know the meaning of that word. I don't either, though.
Yeah. All right, well.
Wait, not yet. Okay. Not yet. Okay, so again, May 30th.
May 30th.
That's when we're returning.
I thought you said 20th.
That's what I meant. May 20th. May 20th. Season 2 of Buddy Speak. Okay, what we need to do right now is come up with a slogan for it. Okay, here, I'm going to do the first thing that falls in your mind. Buddy Speak, Season 2, blank, 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 blank. Buddy Speak, Season 2, go.
Buddy Speak, Season 2. If it's not in your pants, don't do that dance.
That is not our title.
Go!
Buddy Speak, Season 2. Summer?
that is not our title.
Go.
That is not our title.
Buddy Speak, Season 2. That is not our title. Coming to you.
There you go.
Very next May. May.
How about y'all email us okay, some title names?
That's a good idea. We'll have a contest.
Great. We're going to have to email ourselves so we feel good about ourselves. Hey, we got some emails up from ourselves.
Okay, if you could do this, this would be great.
The people that email that account is
email us at askbuddyspeak@gmail.com. In the description of the email, put something like season 2 name or something like that. And then just like type up what you think is a good, you know, and we might use it. And we will give you credit for it.
We'll give you credit. That's the word.
Credit. That's the word. Anyway, you can, next season we're probably going to be on YouTube because I haven't really been uploading to YouTube, but that's fine. Stop touching the dang microphone. Anyway, oh man, I bet you're real sad. I bet they're real sad, like, oh, Buddy Speaks ending.
Oh, dang.
Don't fret, dude. Hey, we're not going to quit like we did all those other things that we're going to talk about next
season.
We're
going to keep going. We're going to run this marathon.
Despite whether Chandon wants to or not.
We're going to run this marathon of life.
With you guys.
Through Buddy Speak.
We're gonna have so many experiences this next semester, and we're going to share them with you.
You're going to be like a mask on my face. And I'm in a room full of smoke, and I can't breathe good air without that mask on my face so I can breathe good air.
What are you talking about?
This has been an episode brought to you by Buddy Speak.
Oh, yeah, sponsors.
If you'd like to sponsor us,
email us at askbuddyspeak@gmail.com.
Yeah, and I need a paycheck.
Okay. I need a reason to do this. Our dates, what was I going to say? We should plug our Twitter names and stuff. Just look me up. I'm Ryan Derrick. RyanDerrick. He's Channon Wright. CHANDONWRIGHT. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram. We're on Facebook. We're on everything. I post stuff on Twitter about Buddy Speak. We're probably going to have our own Buddy Speak page on Twitter.
Ooh, that'll be totally cool.
Yeah, and it's going to have the new Season 2 graphic, man.
Yeah, at Buddy Speak.
Hopefully. Yeah, that's about it. That's enough promotion. Oh, you know what? I'm so sad to end this, man. It's been so much fun.
Yep.
Oh, man.
It's been a great journey.
Well, here's a couple words of wisdom. I hope you have a good semester, whatever that means for you. Whether that means you're on the street homeless. Whether that means you're going to die in the next 4 months.
Yeah.
And listen to Buddy Speak. That might cheer your day up after you're dead. Be sure to clean
out. I don't think it'll cheer them up if they're deceased.
Be sure to put some cotton swabs in your ears and clean out your ears for the next season 2.
That's of actually Buddy not Speak. Recommended.
Season 2 of Buddy Speak. I forgot what it was called again.
This is not our motto.
Season 2 of Buddy Speak. I'll think of something creative. Whatever. Anyway, we'll see you guys.
Later.
Nope. Say
20th.
We'll see you guys on May 20th.
May.
Say bye to the viewers like you always do, Chandon.
Bye.